Paramedics unions are warning that a $150 million boost in funds for the New South Wales Ambulance Service is just a drop in the ocean. The extra cash in the upcoming state budget will be used to hire 100 new paramedics across New South Wales, but unions say the ambulance service needs at least five times the cash that they've been promised if we are to meet the constant demand for paramedics. Steve Pearce is the president of the New South Wales Australian Paramedics Association, and he's on the line. G'day, Steve.
G'day, Ben. Good to be with you.
Nice to be with you. $150 million, not quite there, huh?
No, unfortunately, not even close. We've been lobbying the government for some time now. We're going to need at least 500 paramedics to cover the shortfall going forward. And, whilst it's a nice development, it's a long way from where we need to be.
Look, a lot of people have got their hands out at budget time, but this is no luxury here. This is a necessity. We're talking about the ability to call 000 and to get someone there when we really need it. How slow are we at the moment as far as our response times?
Well, we're certainly not coming up to community expectations at all, Ben. We've had a couple of instances just recently, high-profile delayed responses, Northern Beaches and the Sydney West area there, where there was a fatal, and we're getting complaints from paramedics that they're constantly getting the jobs late and patient safety is being compromised because they're just run off their feet. There's just not enough of them.
You work as a frontline paramedic as well as being president of the New South Wales Australian Paramedics Association, so you see it on the front line. It must be frustrating for you guys and girls out there on the front line because you probably bear the brunt of that frustration when you guys are just doing your best, right? You've got a dozen spinning plates and you're trying to keep them all in the air.
Yeah, there's not much worse as a frontline paramedic than getting to a job where you know you're later than need be, the patient's suffering, it's a highly emotional scene. So you kind of got to manage the expectations of the people that are there as well as manage the patient, try to get them to the hospital as quickly as possible. And it's very stressful for guys. When they know that if we just had some assistance in terms of bolstering our front line, then potentially we could get there a lot faster and have much better outcomes.
All right, what about bed block or trolley block when paramedics are turning up with a patient to hospital but they just can't get through? Has there been any improvement in that area?
No, not markedly. I mean, the winter rush is the big issue that we're coming into now. We don't expect there to be much change in terms of trolley block, as you say, and whilst paramedics are in the trolley block looking after patients, they're not out on the road doing what they need to be doing. So, and as soon as they do get out of there, there's jobs waiting. So they're not getting the time to have a break for themselves.
We thank you for all you do, Steve. Thanks for your time.